With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. His presence inside a Minneapolis church during an anti-ICE protest earlier this month has gotten ex-CNN personality Don Lemon arrested. The raucous demonstration disrupted a service in progress and upset the congregants, children among them. Lemon's attorney says his client will fight these charges vigorously and thoroughly in court. Eastern Carolina is bracing for another wintry blast. Snow and high winds expected to arrive as early as tonight. Arctic cold continues holding the east in its icy grip. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says it's time to be a good neighbor.
The National Weather Service is forecasting another weekend of extremely cold temperatures. The state of Mississippi encourages all of you to please continue to check on family, on friends, and neighbors.
Because cold of this magnitude can be life-threatening. President Trump says he'll nominate Kevin Warsh to be the next chairman of the Federal Reserve.
Warsh is a former Fed governor who was appointed to the board by President George W. Bush. At the time, Warsh was 35 years old, making him the youngest governor in history. In the past, Warsh supported higher interest rates to control inflation. More recently, however, he has said he supports lower rates, an approach backed by President Trump. Warsh would replace Chairman Jerome Powell when his term expires in May. His appointment requires Senate confirmation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A New York judge has ruled that Luigi Mangione should not face the death penalty if he's convicted of charges in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, who was gunned down on a New York City street in December of 2024. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 170 points. This is SRN News. There's a problem with Turkey.
The country is ranked number 41 on this year's World Watch list, a ranking by Open Doors U.S. of the worst persecutors of Christians on earth. 41 isn't bad compared to all the countries that rank higher, but none of those nations are members of NATO. The U.S. is bound to come to the aid of Turkey in time of war and cooperate with it in other ways, even as the government in Ankara closes churches and generally restricts the religious freedom of Christians. Michael Harrington reporting.
According to a report by political scientist Ali Marie Tripp of the University of Wisconsin, there are a number of reasons why the government of Nigeria has failed to stop the violent persecution of Christians by Muslims in the north. She says the failure is a result of factors including corruption in the security sector, negligence, and the difficulty of targeting groups that employ guerrilla tactics. Also, elements within the Nigerian government may be complicit. This is SRN News. New proposals are designed to help facilitate organ transplants.
New rules aim to increase the use of less than perfect organs while strengthening oversight of OPOs, which are groups that retrieve organs from deceased donors. Donations from the deceased dropped last year for the first time in over a decade after some rare but scary reports of patients being prepared for organ retrieval despite showing signs of life, prompting thousands of people to remove their names from donor lists last year. More than 100,000 people are on the U.S. transplant list. Many transplant centers currently do not accept medically complex donated organs, even when medical criteria suggest they be a good match for a patient. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump cracking down on Cuba, signing an executive order imposing tariffs on any goods from countries that sell or provide oil to the island. More details, SRNNews.com.